Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.
Your 5-star realtor Joshua Ingram, partner with Page Progress Team, brokered by EXP. Listen, it's a brand new episode, a brand new podcast called Dream Builders Podcast. We have a special guest with us, Councilwoman Karen Williams. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. We enjoy having you.
And I cannot leave out the man of the hour, Bradford Page of Page Properties Team.
All right. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. So, Miss Councilwoman, we have a question to ask you. What are the responsibilities of a councilwoman and what do you do?
Council members, whether they're male or female, we are responsible for policy making decisions. That means we approve ordinances, resolutions. We also do legal legislation that covers public safety, the welfare, recreation. There's a lot of local legislation that goes in there. We also approve budgets for our city. Mm-hmm. We are also involved in approving landscape and site plans. We don't necessarily approve what exact business might go into a building, but we approve the building. Let's say a strip mall. They may not have who their lessee is going to be at that moment, mm-hmm. but we approve to make sure that building is zoned for that area. A lot of people think that it's the city making the decisions of why are you letting another McDonald's or why are you letting another Chick-fil-A there? The city doesn't own that property. There mm-hmm. is an owner out there that owns that property, and you can't tell them they can't develop it or build it. And so that's a misconception a lot amongst a lot of residents, and I hope that we can, throughout this, just make that clear that our job is to make sure it meets the zoning regulations and it meets the easement. There's a lot of things it has to meet, and if it doesn't, then we say no. Mm. But we can't say no just because it's a second McDonald's. We would be sued over every single petition that came before us, and that's your taxpayer dollars, and I'm very careful with taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, you definitely have a lot of responsibilities, for sure.
We do.
For sure. So, being that you're a councilwoman in Pula, Georgia, I don't think mm-hmm. we discussed that. What are some key factors that make Pooler an attractive place for buyers, sellers, and real estate agents?
I would say Pooler is unique because we have two major interstates going through Pooler. We have I-16 and 995. Mm-hmm. That allows for a lot of growth. And with the Hyundai plant coming and all the supporting businesses that are coming to help Hyundai, that's bringing workforce development. Mm-hmm. We need more workforce development to fill those jobs, and that's a good thing. And I applaud Governor Kemp for getting all these businesses to come here. But then it gives a problem for Pooler itself. Where do we house them? You know, then I contacted the school board and said, are we going to have places for these children to go to school? Mm-hmm. So one will trickle down to other problems, and you have to be proactive, not reactive. That's one of my key things that I always say, be proactive, not reactive. Because then you're always going to be behind if you're not.
Yeah, growth is wonderful. We've seen so many mm-hmm. changes in Pooler in the time I've lived in the area, 28 years, and it's amazing. I think Super Walmart was the big news out there, you know, years ago, and now it's like everything is there. So much commercial, everything you ever want to need or get mm-hmm. is right there in Pooler, and transportation like the highways and the airport. Right. You know, I mean, it's all right there.
I think that's a big selling point for real estate agents to be able to say, look, this is and Pooler is one of the fastest growing, I'm going to say that again, Pooler is one of the fastest growing cities in the state of Georgia.
Yeah.
So real estate agents can market that. They can talk about the growth. They can talk about the vicinity. Hey, you're a hop, skip, and a jump from Savannah. You've got these other surrounding cities. So it's a very volatile market, a positive market for real estate agents, I would think, at this time.
Yeah, a lot of pluses, for sure.
For sure. Yes. So I heard that Pooler is cooler where it's Pooler, right?
Pooler where it's cooler. It's cooler in Pooler.
Yeah.
I've been saying lately, get this one, it's fast and furious. I've been changing that a little bit, but it will always be cooler and cooler. And I kind of tie that into my initiatives with the tree ordinances that I had rewritten to protect our trees, because we're doing a lot of clear cutting and that upsets a lot of people.
People, yeah.
And I'm the one that always asks those developers, can you put more trees when you replace it? Because there's a minimum they have to do.
Yeah.
But you can always ask for more.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not had one single one say no yet.
Oh, wow.
You just have to ask.
Next,
you have to be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they may have said, we can't. There's utility or easements, but we'll try to fit some shrubs over here. You know, they might play around with it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to ask.
Yeah. That's awesome. So I understand there are upcoming developments in the Pooler area. Just like you said, the projects like the Hyundai dealership and other things, but how significant is the impact of those places in the real estate market in Pooler?
Well, again, we touched on that briefly. The workforce that's going to be coming to fill those jobs.
Yeah.
And even if you took the Hyundai plant and all that out of the equation, Pooler itself was growing before that. So we already knew we needed more people to come fill those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But like, for instance, off of Pooler Parkway in the Mosaic area, you've got Costco now, and that whole area is going to fill up more jobs. You know, it is going to be more traffic, so we're working on expansions and things throughout the city. But I just think that Pooler was already expanding before that, and now it's going to add to all of, one, positive things, but also it can be negative things if we don't get ahead of it.
Yeah.
And I don't think... I'm going to be asking for the state to help us with monetary funds, because why should it be on the shoulders of my residents and Pooler to pay for all the infrastructure that these corporations, large corporations, are coming?
Yeah.
You know, I think it should be a shared thing. Bring that growth to us, but help us out at the same time.
For sure.
We've got large things at like the I-95 and Pooler Parkway intersection that we can't afford to do that on our own. That's a multi-jurisdictional project. And so that alone is something we were looking at and have been working on for years now. And now the Hyundai plant is coming.
Yeah.
So we've got major ones already, but now we're going to have even more. So I would like to see some support from at the state level.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Because the next question I was going to ask was, as a councilwoman, what initiatives have you address with the housing crisis in our community?
Well, remember, it's not just one council person. It's we have six. We have six and a mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that Pooler does really well on our housing. I do feel that we're missing a section.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we have the upper level of housing, like Savannah Quarters, Forest Lakes. Then we have some of the lower income levels for people who, you know, starting a home or it's their first home.
Of course, those entry level prices have done this.
Yeah. Somebody can figure out what to do about that. Yeah.
Build more houses.
Yeah, but I do believe that, unlike a lot of cities our size that are growing, I think we're missing what I call, and what's been referred to in the market, as the middle.
Mm.
The people that are not the lower level of income, but they're not the higher level either, where do they fit in? They don't always necessarily want to live in an apartment or a townhome. They want a home too.
Right.
So I think we could look at possible subdivisions like cottage homes, like they have in South Carolina. You know, something a little bit, maybe no lot size, you know, very little yard, but have a home that would be good for a starting out family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's all about builder profitability. If they can build a two-story and pay one and a half stories, one and a half the price of a little cottage, and then they can sell it for almost double.
Right.
because of the square footage. So that's always the challenge. How you want it affordable for the builders, because you want to keep doing and keep building.
Yeah.
But and you want good builders.
Yeah.
We've had some very good builders in Pooler.
Really, really, because it's so beautiful. I really see a lot of future growth in Pooler. And also, the word in the community is that you're running for mayor of Pooler.
I am. Woo-hoo!
Woo! Party. So what initiatives do you want to bring as mayor that you don't see now in the Pooler community?
I would love to have some more community engagement. That's something that's missing.
Yeah.
I believe I've been reaching out to local artists, and I know there's a lot of artists out there. Why can't we have an arts council so they can meet, say, quarterly and say, why don't we do this event with the artistic community in Pooler and then slowly grow that? A lot of cities have these different councils or boards. They don't make any decisions, but they get together as a collective group that have the same interests, whether it's recreation, whether it's artists, and have that community engagement so your residents feel like they are engaged. The more they're engaged, the more that they're informed, the more likely they are to be involved in the city.
For
and
sure.
to feel comfortable and not listen to rumors. They'll know more. But these boards or councils could make a suggestion, bring it to council, and then we could either say, yes, we can do that, or no, we can't. Go back to the drawing board, see what you can do.
Yeah.
You know? But there's several that I have in mind that I would like to do, this community engagement. I want to continue my quest of keeping residents informed. I do my best on my Councilwoman Facebook page to keep residents informed, and I will strive to make that even better, but at a city level.
Mm. I'd like to jump in and give a little testimony to that, because there's a big project going on what I used to consider the original Pooler, or some people call it Old Pooler, the Route 80 corridor.
The overlay which has, district, right?
Yeah, which is really... been ignored for a while with everything going on north and south of it. And I know you were heavily involved in getting the word out about what was going on, and had people coming out and actually walk the corridor with you to kind of see what was going on. So I commend you. I think that's, people are excited about growth, but a lot of people are really afraid of growth being mismanaged. So it's, you know, obviously I'm sure that's a big concern for longtime residents of Pooler, going, what's happening to our town? It's not a town anymore. And how do we get the benefits of all that good stuff without it getting out of control? Does a mayor or council have much control over that? Or how does that, you alluded to it a little bit earlier on about you can make recommendations based upon zoning and things like that. But
well, we do make the decision. Planning and zoning makes their planning and zoning board members are a volunteer, and they're appointed by council and mayor.
Yeah, we know any of these positions, you're not there because you're going to get rich.
No, well, they don't get paid at all. They're a volunteer position. They make a recommendation to the council, then the council makes the decisions. And the mayor breaks the tie if there's a tie between the six. But you're right, the overlay district was one of our big first of trying to get people's input. And a lot of people, when they first thought, oh, they're going to take my property, I'm like, no, we're not doing that. We're getting advice from people who have done this in other cities on how you can make an active highway a town center. That has its challenges.
Yeah.
So we're looking at lowering the speed limits. We're looking at, you know, a variety of things. And they have their final presentation coming up at the end of this month. So you will see that out on my page, welcoming people to come to see what their ideas are. It doesn't mean we have to go with them.
Right.
But there are things that we can take in. These are, that's one thing I want everybody to understand. As a councilwoman, I don't know everything. I'm not an engineer, and I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not a real estate agent. Although I was real estate paralegal for 15 years, I must put that plug. I will put that in there. Jim Gardner, if you're out there listening, you're a great boss.
So you're the ones that make those attorneys look good.
Well, yeah, but Jim Gardner was a very good attorney. He, even though I would look at title searches and stuff and point out things, he could always find something that I couldn't. He was very, very good at that. But now I've lost my train of thought. But anyway, on the overlay district, we don't have to go with everything that they project, but I have seen some of it, and I do like some of the what they're saying. And it will come out with time. As a business is sold, maybe the city could buy that business and implement another park or something like that. So some of these are far-off projections. Some of them are right-of-way suggestions. Like, we have a lot of crosswalks that have just you can barely see them. They need to be upgraded. We need to lower the speed limit. We need something to distinguish the overlay district as this is the overlay district. This is our quote downtown. You could have lampposts that are different from anywhere else in the city. Some designations. We could they even have an idea for a logo.
And I haven't dug into it deeply, shame on me, but is it kind of like building around the new town hall and everything? Is that kind of what
the envision is
to kind of make it a real hometown kind of feel to it?
Yes, it is, but I'm very adamant to protect the residents that have lived there. They are the mainstay of Pooler. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that were there.
They're the originals.
They are the originals, and I think that they should be protected. I believe you can have the taller buildings in the center, but not right shoved into the residents. You know, not everybody agrees with me, but I believe that they should be protected. They've been here long before.
And some of the original businesses, like
Love Zola's Pizza. I love Love Zola's.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Big, their calzones are the best out there. Go see Love Zola's.
And they have a spicy relish to put on your subs that is out of this world. Yeah, the owner who founded it is from Boston,
Paul. Yeah.
So yeah, good man, great part of that community.
Yes, they are, and very community engaged. So yes, they're a wonderful restaurant. But yeah, that's some of the type of things that I would like to see continued. Have more engagement from the actual residents of the city of Pooler.
Yeah, that's great.
That's awesome. Well, not to cut us short, but Ms. Karen, how can the viewers get in touch with you?
Oh, that's a good one. Thank you. I have two Facebook pages, well, three actually, believe that. One personal, and then I have Councilwoman Karen Williams, and then I have Karen Williams for Mayor. There is a funny rule with Facebook that if you're running for a different position, I can't post anything regarding my campaign on my Councilwoman page. But my Councilwoman page, you can like that one and the Karen Williams for Mayor, because then you're getting all the information regarding the city, what we've approved. I also put a lot of other information on there, just general information that people might want to use. But then the Mayor, Karen Williams for Mayor Facebook page is for the campaign, seeing where my events are, things like that. So I would ask everybody to like both of those pages. And my email address is kwilliams@pooler-ga.gov.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you, Karen, for coming on another episode of Dream Builders Podcast, where our mission is to help buyers, sellers, and agents connect with the resource and knowledge to achieve their real estate goals. This episode and this production is sponsored by Page Properties Team, The Dream ENT, Real Estate for a Reason, Make Real Estate Fun Again. Y'all be blessed, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI Real Estate On Air.